What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
There are a lot of people, a lot of Bears fans is like, okay, this draft was cool, but did you go and make Justin Fields better? I have two thoughts on this, but I wanted to hear your opinion on it first.
Well, my opinion is that, well, for Cincinnati, they had the draft capital to actually pick a guy like a Ja'Marr Chase. They had a high pick where they could get him. So, yes, they were able to pull the trigger on that. For what the Bears did, I think Justin Fields owes it to the Bears and himself to get better and take a step forward so he can help the guys that's there. If you give him the ball back more by making the defense better, by making the secondary better, the offensive line getting a little better, yes, I think you can do that. If they had the draft capital, there's no doubt in my mind they would have picked up Olave or one of those receivers that Justin is, that he had a previous relationship or previous engagement with. He played with him down in college. So whether that was Wilson or Olave. So they didn't have the draft capital to move up to get a guy like that. So should they have just gotten anybody? Nah, if they're not on your board, then don't reach. And I love that. They didn't reach at anybody. If that person came, then they picked them, but they still were able to address glaring holes on this team. That was corner, a strong safety that we have not had since Amos left. We have not had that guy since Amos left, a guy that will come down in the box and help you that can't. Now, this guy, he can actually make plays. I'm not saying Amos couldn't. He made a couple plays against us in the secondary, but he can also make plays in the passing game. It's not just coming down for run support. So I think they addressed the situation. Justin Fields has weapons. They did it in bringing in a couple receivers through free agency. It doesn't always have to be the draft. You bring in Pringle, you bring in the kid from Green Bay. So I think they gave him a little bit. Could have given him more, of course.
Well, I'm with you on the idea of if the whole team is better, then that should make Justin better. Like, I do understand people that'll say, man, you know, did they do enough? Did they get offensive line help at the top of the draft with their two picks in the second round? I'm stuck. Like, I'm kind of stuck because I see the idea of we had a problem in the back four, and they needed to resolve it. And now you look at that, you to get two starters immediately, and that's what the Bears have done here. Two guys that are going to come in and start, I think that helps. And I kept thinking about Eddie J. And I know that this is a prove-it year because these guys that are in charge now don't owe him a damn thing. But I feel like if Brisker, the safety out of Penn State, and Gordon, the corner out of Washington, along with Jalen Johnson, who I think is pretty good, if those guys are good, then we might get a chance to see the best version of Eddie, because now we're not talking about a safety who, oh, well, he can play strong and he can play free. No, you got a strong safety and a free safety now. Everyone knows where they have to be, and we don't have to worry about them flip-flopping in games or week to week.
Correct. Like, I don't know why so many people forget that you don't just mistakenly play at an all-pro level. You don't just do that and then lose it. No. I mean, if you get hurt, okay. Injuries, what happened with Mike Brown and how Mike Brown was one of the top safeties in the league, and then injuries kind of derailed Mike B. Eddie can play at that level, but when you move positions and now you're back there and you're the veteran back there with a young Jalen Johnson and you're trying to cover for everything, I'm not making excuses for Eddie now. The tackling part, most people, when I'm talking about Eddie, go to the tackling. Eddie hadn't tackled anybody since high school, probably. Okay, so stop thinking he's going to come down and thump somebody. He's not going to do it. That's not what he do. Like, come on. Like, very few people can do it all. But what we do know Eddie can do is he can roam in the back and make plays, and he can steal post routes. He can steal slants when people come down. He makes plays, and he goes and scores. He can play at that all-pro level. I'm still on board with Eddie. I think Eddie can be a phenomenal piece on this defense when he's just doing his job. Just do your job. There are 11 jobs out there. You do your job, and the rest of the guys, they have to do their job. And I think Eddie can be back to that Pro Bowl slash all-pro level because I don't think it's gone anywhere. I think he still has the confidence. I think he still has the ability. He's still young. He can make the plays. He hasn't had no crazy injury. I think it was an ankle that actually got him hurt that year. He did have an all-pro season. Like, he's that dude, man. I love Eddie. I love him. He's not going to tackle, but, hey, he's going to try. He ain't going to bring enough. He ain't got enough, in the trunk, man, to come down and just smack somebody. But he will try, but he's going to make plays on the ball. And that's what I want Eddie doing. That's what he's good at. That's what he's really good at. So that's that. I'm okay with Eddie. I like Eddie, man. If the other kids can come along and play their part and make a contribution that way, yes, then, yeah, you can see the secondary being a lot better. I love – was that Eberflus talking before we started?
That was Ryan Poles that was talking.
That was Ryan. Okay. So Ryan said it, like, bring the competition in. Bring the competition in, and you're going to get the best out of these guys if you bring the competition. And that's what they were able to do. They were able to bring more competition, whether that was in the pass rush side. You got a young kid coming in that hasn't played the position a lot, but he's big, he's fast, long arm. Like, he can go. Now we got to teach him how to play the position. You got some legit guys that can come in that secondary and push that secondary to another level. Like, that's what you want. You're going to get the most. Nobody's comfortable. That's what you don't want in a locker room. You don't want people that are comfortable. Once people get comfortable, they get complacent. Now you start to see that fallback. I think bringing in the competition helps a lot.
Alex Brown joining me here. You can watch him on NBC Sports Chicago, the football after show. I know that you watch a ton of SEC football because, you know, you're like one of the greatest players in SEC history. Let's get that out there. Let's let people know that. The wide receiver out of Tennessee, Velus Jones Jr., did you get a chance to watch him, and what do you think of him?
I didn't, no. When they picked him, I had to look him up, honestly. But then when I looked him up, I remember him now. I remember when they played against my Gators. So I'm a huge Gator guy, you know that. So watching this kid, and I'm not going to hold it against him that he went to the Vols. That's okay. But he's a part of the fraternity now in Chicago. So the kid can run. That's the first thing that jumps off the page. The kid can run. Now we not only have Mooney that can take the top off of defense. We also have, and say his name one time. Is it Velus?
Velus Jones Jr.
Velus. Okay. Velus. Okay. So he can take the top off of defense. He can take a pop route, which is a little 1 yard route, and he can make a guy miss. He said it himself. First guy's not bringing me down. That's what he prides himself on, that first guy. A lot of times in the NFL, when you get a blitz coming, they pop the ball out to you, and Justin turns and throws it to him. That's all you need to do is make one guy miss, and now you're 20 yards up the field. This guy having 4.3, 4.31 speed, he could be to the house. He could be 88 out the gate. So I like it. I like the pick, having another explosive guy on the team. You lose Cohen. He was the other explosive guy that you were hoping to get back last year. Never happened. Now you have Mooney, but you needed another explosive type guy, another big play type guy. And I think they may have found one in Velus.
Velus.
I'm a country boy, man. You know, I'm going to be saying Velus. I'm going to be saying Velus for a long time. Why?
I saw a lot of, like, his tape, and what I thought was kind of cool, and I'm interested in, is that they would line him up in the slot, And then they'd run these routes where basically like rub routes where the outside guy would go in and maybe on a curl, and then you'd see him run a wheel. And when he would get those matchups, man, he would take advantage of it. I like the idea of having a player that doesn't necessarily have a position that you say, okay, your position is go beat somebody. And having speed like that is important if you're going to confuse some of these defenses that have these hybrid defenders.
No doubt. But I think that would have to – that's going to come. Those situations are going to come with Justin Fields taking a step and recognizing when you have one-on-one matches, when you have man coverage, I should say, when those rub routes actually work. You know, they're going to work in zone. If they're playing zone, you can rub all you want. You're not rubbing anybody off, you know. So if they're in man, Justin's going to have to see that and then maybe check to some of that stuff, and that's when you'll get those opportunities where he can run by somebody. I like the fact that he's actually a receiver because we did have one of those guys in Patterson, right? And you just couldn't find a way that Patterson could get the ball enough because he couldn't catch the ball. I think this kid can catch the ball a lot better. So he's more of a receiver, but he can do some of the other stuff like a thinner type running back. Once he gets the ball in his hand, he is a pretty good dang runner. So I like it. I like it. He don't have to always go deep, even though he's a 4-3 guy. He doesn't always have to go deep to affect the offense or to make the defense kind of understand where he's at all times because he's – that dynamic of a player, especially with 4-3 speed.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.